All right, Tim here at Baltimore. We're at Baltimore, right? It feels like Baltimore for their 20th anniversary of Baltimore Comic Con. And I'm here with Nicolene Evans. Mm-hmm. And you do books. You do all kinds of stuff. Tell me a little bit more about your novels.
So I write fantasy novels for all ages. I have high fantasy world building series. I have an urban gothic thriller that's a dark twist on the Anastasia story. I have a nature dystopia based off of a girl who thinks the trees are talking to her. So yeah, I've got a lot of stuff. I've got children's books about emotions. I have a poetry book. I'm currently writing a collection of dark fairy tales, so I kind of have no limits, I guess. As long as it's fantasy.
So you have a huge creative output here. There's so many books. On average, how much do you write per year?
I write about 2 novels a year, 1 children's book a year. I'm going to take a break in 2020 and try to do an audiobook.
Nice.
To replace one of the children's books. Those are big investments. So it's like 1 year, I make 1 big investment every year in 1 project. So that'll be an audiobook next year, hopefully. That's the goal.
Are you going to be the one doing the... No?
No.
Not the voice?
No. When you listen back on this, you'll know why. My voice isn't that great. I mumble a little and I trip over my words. And I'm sure if I practice a lot, it would be fine. But I want someone that has like a theater voice and someone that can like do accents. And the only accent I can do is British.
Well, everybody's British then.
Right. Everyone's British. I mean, I guess my voice might sound a little more soothing in a British accent. But
all you do is hire somebody else to do the editing and you can do it. It's not a problem.
That's true. All right, maybe. It'll probably be a lot cheaper that way. So, yeah.
Are you planning on expanding your existing universes that you've created with your novels, or are you trying to just constantly create new worlds? Because these are some in-depth novels.
Yeah, so I am actually... So currently the Namate series, which starts with Orwell, is going to be 5 books long. The 5th one will be written sometime next year. The Hallamasa series is 3. I just finished the 3rd. But that's going to actually be 9 books, 3 standalone trilogies. And I'm about to start book 4 within the 9. So, yeah, it's a lot. But the thing is that connects to Vapor in the Namate series. It's very convoluted, but you can read the series as standalone series. But when you dive into it, you would start to see naturally, like, oh, wow, I saw that in the Namate series. Wait, I think I saw that at the end of the Hallamasa series. And it kind of is a fun way to connect the worlds.
So you have a very fun style, I think. I like the way you write. But I got to ask you, when you do the poetry, do you just, like, do you channel some dark plays? Like, what? Because poetry... I've tried writing poetry before. It's hard. You have to be in a different frame of mind, I feel. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Poetry is a different beast, more or less. So I write poetry. So my Instagram has a lot of... I'm into nature, so I do a lot of nature photography, and I pair it with poetry. And so a lot of times what I'll do is I'll take a picture and I'll just like take something out of the picture. Like it's a lake and I'll take the word ripple, right? So then I'll make some kind of poem out of the word. And I don't know, it just usually just comes out. Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not, you know. But like I think the big thing with poems is you want to try to say something meaningful in them. So whether it's dark, sad, happy, angry, if it's meaningful and someone else can connect to it, then you've done something there. My children's books are written in poem form, but obviously they're more about like a lesson. But yeah, my stuff tends to be pretty dark, so.
Would you ever just try to do, like, a book of just, like, as an example, angry poems, and you're just, like, going to go on this crazy bender and just, like, try to get into that kind of space, I guess?
Sounds like a fun project, actually. Just go there. Yeah, I mean, somewhat, like, my Haman series is a very dark and twisted. It was in a very dark place. I wouldn't say it's an angry place, but, like, the poetry book I did publish has a lot of very sad poems in the beginning, but then by the end, it kind of becomes, like, a nature, like, self-healing type of poetry.
All right, well, they're going to kick us out very shortly, so anything in closing you would like people to know, where they can find you, like, what do you want them to know?
I want people to be entertained and I want them to have a way to escape their own reality. So that's the intention when I write, is I want people to enjoy it, connect to it, and just be taken to a different place. If you want to find my stuff, my website's nicoleneevans.com. My Instagram is nicolenenovels. Those are the 2 best places you can find all my stuff on Amazon. But yeah, just trying to put new fairy tales into the world and build new universes for people to kind of, you know, carry with them and get lost in. So yeah, it's a really fun thing. And I mean, my thing is I'm trying not to get lost myself as I write them, you know. It's becoming very, very, very large, and the more I write, the more it becomes a very big thing, and I have multiple manuscripts open and I'm cross-checking things to make sure I'm not, you know, making mistakes between books. But it's really fun. So you know, I love all my readers and the people who come back every year to all the different shows I go to. It means a lot, so I'll keep writing.
Would you ever try any of the the classic fairy tales? Would you ever try to do that? I mean, I'm sure you could handle it well, but
yeah.
Would you,
what do you
have
mean,
like your Cinderellas, like your
okay.
your Snow Whites,
and make a twist on it?
Just kind of like what they did with Once Upon a Time and Grimm and all that.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in that or no?
Yeah, I more so want to write my own fairy tales. Like, I want to write something. Like, I actually just wrote one recently called The Fringe, which will be out hopefully, it's not, probably soonish. But, like, write my own that people can then be like, they'll know those characters. And people will make their own twists on that. Like, I want to, like, try to create original things that become something that other people can be inspired by and create their twists and stuff on. Like, I would, like, I mean, for example, Haymans is a dark twist on the Anastasia story. So, I have done it in the past where you take a concept and you make a completely different version. It's more of a twist on the whole Romanov's massacre, someone survived sort of thing, which is more of like historical fiction, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it is kind of fun to take something and be like, nah, but what if this was dark and twisted and not happy, you know, or vice versa. You make it happy instead of dark and twisted, like the Grimm fairy tales were dark, and then someone like Disney came and was like, now it's happy and there's birds chirping and stuff. So but yeah, there's lots of ways. I mean, I think, you know, creativity comes from all places and you can be inspired by anything. So, but yeah, I'm at a point right now where I want to create original stuff that can become something much bigger, hopefully. So.
Well, I wish you all the best. I do have one of your books I picked up in New York. It's towards the top of my pile now, so by the next time you see me, I will have read it. I will probably have passed it off to my wife.
Nice.
And then that's where I buy everything. So,
So
thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you at the next one.
Awesome. Nice to see you again. Thanks for spending the time chatting.